T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score.
722. WCCO, radio home of the Minnesota Twins tonight, back in action. The president of the Minnesota Twins is Dave St. Peter. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, David. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well on this beautiful day for baseball. It's going to be a perfect night at Target Field, Dave.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a gorgeous night. Looks like we're going to have pretty good weather this week. We have, obviously, a really good team coming in to play us, Tampa. Blake Snell, I think the defending Cy Young Award winner in the American League, going for Tampa tonight against Kyle Gibson. We expect a great crowd, should be in the low to mid-30s for each of these games, and that's attendance, not temperature, and we feel good about that. It should be fun.
Yeah, that's well worth bringing up. It's nice to have these kind of temperatures, and it's kind of interesting, Dave, because we all walked in here today, and everybody was kind of missing the Twins score from last night. And missing the fact they didn't play. I realize the ball players need a break and they got to get some rest. But it's really neat when you're at the point where when they don't play, you really, really miss it.
Well, I think it's the beauty of a baseball season, right? I think that, you know, it's every day, right? It's the journey and that story that unfolds over the course of a year. And so many different compelling things can happen. I know from a player perspective, I think we came off of this last run of games, and we go back to the 17-inning game last week against Boston, and then the temperatures really warm in Kansas City over the weekend. I think our players needed a break, and we have a couple guys injured. So having those off days to help, you know, mitigate some of those injuries can be helpful as well. But we'll be back at it here tonight, and another tough stretch of games with Tampa for 3 at home, and then we go on the road again to play the White Sox and the A's before wrapping up the first half of the season against Texas at Target Field July 5th through the 7th.
Let me ask you about a topic of conversation this morning in Major League Baseball, Dave, and I know you and I have chatted about it before. The Dodgers now are saying they're studying how to improve the protective netting after a young girl was hit in the head by a liner from Cody Bellinger that many of us saw. A fan was hit Sunday, taken to hospital for precautionary tests. Dave, what's the status of netting at Target Field, and what do you expect Major League Baseball to do here?
Well, Dave, we've taken a more aggressive approach at Target Field over the course of the last couple of years. Our netting already extends well beyond the dugouts, which is not the case in most of the ballparks. Most of the ballparks' netting will extend to the edge of the dugouts. Ours goes, I think, 3 sections down the first baseline, and I think 4 or 5 sections down the third baseline. We're taking a look at it to see if it should go further than what it does. And it's feasible that we may conclude that it should, but at this point, I think we feel pretty good about the netting plan at Target Field, and we know that it's made a difference relative to just the number of serious injuries that our fans have sustained over the course of the last year and a half.
You know, when you first hear about this as a fan, you're thinking, boy, that's really going to detract from my line of vision, but I got to say it really hasn't at Target Field.
Well, yeah, and the netting technology is so much better, Dave, in terms of actually what you're looking through. It's pretty, frankly, transparent. I think that the way it's been, rolled out, I think most fans have understood it. When you're buying a season ticket in those areas, it can have an impact on that sale. I'll be the first to tell you that. But for the most part, our fans, I think, have come to accept it, understand it, and anybody who's coming to a game with a little kid, anybody who's maybe coming to a game and not maybe paying as close of attention on their phone, what have you, I think you start to understand the real benefit of having the net there for those fans sitting in that close to home plate.
Tonight, as you mentioned, Tampa Bay comes to town. Tickets are still available, but as you said, David, it's going to be a nice crowd out there, so I'd take care of those as soon as you can. And also, there's a special moment. I mentioned it to Mikey Lynch, who's our in-house Apollo knucklehead, that the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum is bringing in Apollo at the park.
Yeah, really cool. We were one of a select group of major league parks that were chosen to get this exhibit. So really neat opportunity to celebrate that anniversary of this country putting a man on the moon. And that'll be obviously at Target Field. So it's an extra benefit to come out to the ballpark tonight to check that out.
Yeah, just outside the bat and barrel entrance on the Delta Sky 360 club level. And bring your phone with, because you can do a lot of cool things with the barcodes and everything else to learn about that on this 50th anniversary. And then, of course, at the park, a lot of things happening tonight and through the course of the weekend, but mostly just really good baseball. David, if I had said to you in spring training, and I don't think I did, we would have 50 wins at this point, what would your response have been?
Well, I would have taken it, Dave. There's no doubt. But, the reality of it is we thought we had a really good team leaving spring training. And I think a couple things have happened. One is we really have not had a guy within our lineup have a down year. Everybody has played really at a high level, which has led to really record offense. But our starting pitching and our bullpen, for all the talk, is rated in the upper echelon of Major League Baseball in terms of overall pitching. And that's really driven, I think, a lot of the success. And I can't say enough good things about our players. They deserve the credit. Rocco Baldelli, our manager. We got a long way to go. Cleveland's playing really, really good baseball. We will have challenges ahead, but I really like our chances at the end of the day to come out on top and return to postseason play. It's going to be exciting to see how the rest of the season plays out. This is a fun team to watch. Hopefully we'll get those Bombas going tonight in a Target Field for our fans.
Yeah, and then can we vote for All-Star guys now? It's a different format this year.
Yeah, this is a big week. We have four guys on the election ballot, which really cranks up on Wednesday and ends on Thursday. It's about a 24-hour to 30-hour window. But Jorge Polanco at shortstop, C.J. Cron at first base, I think Nelson Cruz at designated hitter, and Eddie Rosario in the outfield. And all fans can only vote once. But we need you to vote for those guys later this week, and we're hopeful of getting at least one of those guys starting for the American League in the All-Star game in Cleveland here in about 10 days.
David, we'll see you at the park. Thank you very much.
All right, David. Have a good day.
He is the president of the Minnesota Twins. Dave St. Peter on the radio home of the Twins tonight. Pregame, 6:30 against Tampa.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.